James Clark, CEO of Four Quarter Solutions, and he has coached a lot of players over 20 years, one of them being Ben Simmons, who welcomed him on the Comcast Business Line, James Clark. James, how you doing today?
Man, I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Fantastic. We have Brian Westbrook with us.
Jason, D-West, what's up, brother?
Another day, man. Another day. Thanks so much for coming on, man.
No worries, bro.
James, let me ask you first of all about Ben and like how you got involved in coaching him with the shot and what you thought about him last year.
Well, I got hooked up with Ben through a good friend of mine named Phil Handy. He was a director of player development with the Cavaliers. Me and Phil go back to our days when we grew up in the Bay Area. And, you know, he reached out telling me that Rich Paul, which is LeBron's agent, requested that if he knew anybody who could come up and work out with Ben for 2.5 months. So that's how I got done. Pretty much, you know, I loved what Ben did last year, you know, and as I told Brett Brown, when I first came back after working with him, I said, hey, look, you got a 6'10" light-skinned Magic Johnson. I said, he's a lefty. I said, the guy's going to go. I said, you know, he's something special. You guys got stuff. You got stuff that you just can't teach. And, you know, contrary to popular belief, I know what the Sixers have been doing with this shot. But, you know, when I had him working, you know, the guy was hitting jump shots. So it was kind of a little disappointing to see him not shooting too many jumpers. But, you know, hey, when you get to the basket, it will. And what would he average? 15 to 18 points almost.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you can average 15 to 18 points without shooting a jumper, that's pretty special.
All right, now you said something very interesting here. You thought you had him fine-tuned to shoot the jump shot. He did not shoot the jump shot, and when you looked at the way he was shooting it, was it to your liking, or did something change?
I think definitely something changed. I think they changed his elbow. I think they got his elbow out more. You know, before, if you look at previous pictures, maybe him at LSU or when he was in high school, you can see him with his elbow in. And, you know, he was shooting solid. You know, with Ben, he didn't always shoot with his follow through. He rushed his shot a lot. So he would shoot it and his hands would drop before the ball even hit the rim. So, you know, and that's common with a lot of kids today too as well. So, you know, everybody thinks that Steph Curry, where they can shoot and put their hands down real fast before the ball even hits the rim. And, you know, with a lot of times, you know, anybody who's played basketball, every coach has ever told them, hold your follow through.
The big question about Ben, I know you work with his shot. I know he's practiced and he's done so much. And we all kind of are just hoping. We haven't seen video of Ben shooting really that much while he's out in Cali either. But the question has to be, at some point, he's going to need to be a reliable scorer, a reliable shooter on this team. With the way that his jump shot is now, and can he develop into that guy that's confident enough to pull up for a 15-footer, that the shot clock is running down at the end of the games, that we can just give him the ball and let him do his thing, and maybe he's not able to get to the basket, but he has to pull up for a jumper? Can he ever convert and turn into that guy?
Well, I think so. I mean, let's look back in history. You know, you look at Michael Jordan, not to compare Ben to Michael Jordan, but when Michael Jordan first came in the league, he didn't have a great shot. You know, he had to develop his jump shot over time. Same with LeBron. LeBron still doesn't have a great jump shot, but this year, I think, was his best statistical year at shooting the jumper, especially from three ball. So I think
the shot, though. Ben, he seems reluctant to take it. Ben, is that just a confidence thing?
Your key word was he's reluctant. He was a reluctant shooter to shoot the jump shot this past year. I think that's got to change from within him. And I think it will, because he knows he wants to be great. You know, speaking with Rich Paul I'm out in Vegas right now, speaking with Rich Paul over the weekend and talking about how Ben's progressing. I actually saw Ben yesterday. He was at the Sixers game against the Celtics yesterday. And, you know, I just said, hey, man, it looks like you're doing well out there. And he said, man, I'm just working hard, Jay. And that's all you wanted to hear. You know, he wants to be great. And anybody who wants to be great is going to do the things that's going to take to become great. And I think eventually that jump shot will be down.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I've seen it in person. Now, granted, they probably tweaked it a little differently than what I used to see, but I'm pretty positive he's out there working nothing on just that jump shot.
We're talking to James Clark. He is a coaching instructor, basketball player instructor, and he worked with Ben Simmons coming into last year. Now, you said something that to me is like, I can't let go here. The elbow out thing. Now, if anybody advised him to shoot it that way, technically the worst thing that you can do is to stick your elbow out. Do you think he kind of maybe just regressed and they just didn't want to mess with him and that's the way he felt more comfortable shooting it, or you actually think somebody changed his shot that way?
I actually think somebody probably changed his shot, or he's listening to somebody who's telling him to do that. That's what I thought when I first saw it recently. And I just think that, you know, eventually, you know, the Sixers have to get in somebody in there to really work with them. And I'm sure they have. I'm sure, you know, Brett Brown, you know, has his own staff of who they want working with Ben. I know Colangelo had brought in somebody to work with Ben, and I don't know if he was the right guy to do the things that Ben needed to work on, or how much Ben listened to him, you know. And same with Markel. I think the guy worked with Markel too. So, you know, and we all know how that worked out. So,
I'm going to ask you about that in a second, but let me just ask you one last question about Ben, because the confidence problem that Brian brought up is really a thing. He just didn't want to take the shot. Now, I assume that he's a really confident kid because he looks like he can score almost any time he's got the ball in his hands. But the one thing he just didn't have confidence in is his ability to shoot it. Now, when you had him, did he have that confidence?
I'll give you a story, man. And I kind of got footage on it through Twitter. There was one instance that Chad Ford from ESPN came in. He flew all the way from Hawaii to watch Ben work out. And I do a thing called ring the bell. It's five spots, five shots to end practice. And I made Ben, after all the workout, you know, for an hour, 90-minute workout, I always make him end practice with 20, trying to get 20 out of 25. And the dude hit 21 out of 25 threes in front of Chad Ford. Chad Ford writes about it. So I know he can do it. I don't know what happened to it, but I know he could do it. I've seen it with my own eyes. Chad Ford videotaped it. He even videotaped him and DeJounte Murray from the Spurs, who I was working with at the same time. But, you know, these guys, I mean, like Brian said, he's a reluctant shooter. And I think towards the end of the season, you kind of started to see him shoot a couple pull-up jump shots off the dribble, you know, especially in that Boston series. So the end of that Boston series, you know, not the one-point game, but a couple times you saw him pull up for one or two dribble jump shots. And I think once he gets that confidence going, that three ball will start to eventually fall down, because, you know, if you put him, you know, you put JJ in the corner, you got Ben and Joel doing a pick and roll, JJ shapes up, so they're not going to shape up on JJ, so he's got to be able to shoot that jumper, you know. So that's what I envision from the Sixers this year is happening.
All right, let's move on to Markel Fultz. We're talking to James Clark. I've never seen a case of the yips in basketball. Maybe you have, working with so many guys. When you see what happened to him, what's your explanation?
I think he was listening to too many different people. I mean, you got the Sixers telling him to shoot one way. You got his, you know, his AAU or his people in his corner probably telling him to shoot another way, you know. And you know, when Markel came out of University of Washington, he had a decent shot. Now, was it great looking? No, but he had a decent shot. I mean, Reggie Miller's shot's not great looking, but the stuff goes in, you know. So, but I think Markel was just listening to too many different people, and then it became psychological. Then it became within his head, and then all of a sudden, you know, we have a shoulder injury that he was supposed to have had. But, you know, to his credit, he went out and hired, you know, the shot doctor that goes with the hoop whisperer right now, which is in Drew Hamlin. And, you know, and I think Drew said one of the greatest things when they were talking about trying to see if Markel would play in summer league this year. He said, Markel needs 3 months of solid work of just shooting the jump shot, shooting the basketball, you know, getting his focus back into his form. And, From what it looks like and what it sounds like he's doing a great job of that. I think we're going to see a different Markel Fultz this year.
I see. That's the thing. I don't know if it's a good. We haven't seen anything. Are you hearing things?
Oh no. He's. I definitely hear things. You know, I don't know Drew personally, but I know people who've been inside the gym with Drew, and they say next Markel is looking really, really good, really more confident. And I think Markel's already a confident guy. I just think that, you know, when you're listening, when it starts to become psychological, it starts to creep into your brain, it's like quicksand, you know. You ever heard the term quicksand, you know, You know, I tell people when they start missing and missing and missing, you start to think about it and you start to slowly fall into that quicksand. And I think that's what Markel did. And that's why they sat him out for so long. But I think, like I said, I know he's out there working real hard with Drew right now. And Drew's going to get him right. You know, Drew's got, you know, shoot, just what he did alone with Jason Tatum and Joel last year. You know, why not go with him?
JC, one of the things that I think the people in Philly want to know is what does this process look like? Me and Mike just got finished talking about it. I mean, is he starting underneath the basket, shooting and working his way out? Is he on his toes? Is he getting the ball on his fingertips? How does this process go? And when we're talking about 3 months of just learning how to shoot, where is he at now? He's midway through. Where is he shooting from now? And I guess the other party, you're a coach. Do you ever send out the videos to just show the people, like, hey, this is where we're at? And why wouldn't they have sent the video out at this point if they, you know, if they hadn't?
I think they want to the last part you said, I think they want to keep that hush-hush. I think they want him to come out to practice, be ready in September, like, oh, snap, look at what Markel has done. You know, wow, look at how much he's improved. And once he gets into full practice mode, and being able to play in a game situation with his jumper being confident. But the first thing you want to say is you always want to start out the first couple of weeks is going to be just strictly form shooting. You might branch out to the free throw line area. That's probably between the free throw line and end. That's all he's been working on for probably about 4 weeks solid. Then in the second month, you probably want to start getting into the 18, 19, between the 19, 15 foot range. Then you got to start doing that stuff off the dribble, getting it down off his dribble, getting the mechanics down. The mechanics is something else because you want to always have your elbow underneath the ball. And again, you got to have the follow through. And I think once you learn and reiterate it, pound it in your head every day, every day, every day, eventually it's going to start to become second nature to him. You know, it's going to become natural to him. So I think right now his process right now is probably at that mid-range jump shot, shooting off the dribble. I highly doubt that he's shooting threes right now, you know, and I don't think he needs to shoot threes right now. I think, you know, he needs to learn how to shoot off the dribble because most of his jump shots are going to be coming off the dribble.
All right, James, listen to that. Very good information. I hope the Philly fans are encouraged by what you had to say about Markel. Is there a way to get you on Twitter?
Hey, man, I'm on Twitter and Instagram at both ClarkJ22, CLARKJ22. I'm on both of those. You guys can reach out to me. You know, anybody who needs some help, you know, DM me, Twitter me, tweet me, whatever. You know, I'll hit them up. I'll hit them back.
All right. Sounds good. ClarkJ22. James, listen, thanks a lot, man.
I forgot to say, man, Devin's mad at me because I went on the show with you guys, man.
Devon?
Normally I was just hitting secrets, man. So he's like, yo, man, make sure you tell them guys that you talk to me first.
Look at that. Devon getting a little territorial, man.
And B. West, I heard about your little, your intramural days over at Nova, man.
Man, put on a show. One of the best intramural players that ever stepped on the court.
I heard that, my guy.
He was the last guy from the math that could actually make a jump shot.
Oh, whoa.
All right,
y'all have a great day.
All right, James. See you later.